There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey folks, Tom Merritt here, host of Know a Little More. Not all of you are longtime listeners, meaning you haven't heard all the episodes. So we've decided to take this time between batches of new episodes to re-release some of the older ones. This episode is Fido 2 and was originally released November 5th, 2020. We have not added anything to it since the original episode. Enough of the preamble. Begin about Fido 2. Passwords are awful. Passwords are often too weak. Passwords are necessary to protect your data. What a horrible situation. If only someone had a fix. Let's help you know a little more about the FIDO Alliance. FIDO stands for Fast Identity Online. Yes, it should be FIO. No, nobody thought it would actually be better to call it FIO when you could use the D in identity and call it FIDO. The FIDO Alliance was started in February 2013 with the mission to develop authentication standards to reduce the world's reliance on passwords, especially having to remember multiple usernames and passwords. It has more than 260 companies as members. The goal is to have a way that you can easily prove it's you while making it extremely hard for someone else to pretend they're you and not have to use passwords for any of that. FIDO wants to make that a reality. FIDO supports fingerprint and iris scanners, voice and facial recognition, trusted platform modules in your chipset, USB security tokens like those from YubiKey, NFC, smart cards, embedded secure elements, and a few others. But as you may have caught on to, the idea is a device-centered approach using public key cryptography. Now, we talk about public key cryptography in another episode of Know a Little More, but that's what the security rests on. An open standard called Universal Second Factor, or UTF, was FIDO's first attempt, and it still works. It streamlines two-factor authentication. The something you have, one factor in this case, is a device, either USB or NFC. USB is represented most often by a YubiKey or another brand of the little keychain things you stick into your USB port. NFC usually shows up on your smartphone or with a smart card. UTF used the Human Interface Device Protocol, or HID. Basically, that means it shows up to the computer like it's a keyboard, meaning you don't need to install a driver to make it work. The device registers a user by handing over the public key. To authenticate, the device uses the private key, matched with the public key the server holds. The keys on your device can be unlocked by biometric release, like facial or voice ID, or thumbprint or iris scan, or even just by pressing a button. It's still paired with a password, but it eases some of the pressure on that password to be strong enough not to be cracked. And UTF is much more secure than SMS or text messages as a second factor, given that in some cases SMS can be intercepted by malicious actors. But UTF is already old. In fact, it's being replaced by new standards, WebAuthn and CTAP. UTF has, in fact, technically been renamed CTAP 1, as it provided the basis for the newer CTAP. These new standards are working together as part of a joint project between the FIDO Alliance and the World Wide Web Consortium, or W3C. That project is called FIDO 2. FIDO 2 has the two parts I just mentioned, the W3C web authentication standard called WebAuthn. And honestly, FIDO2 is often just for short, referred to as WebAuthn, but the other part is for the client, the FIDO Client Authenticator Protocol, or CTAP. FIDO2 uses an authenticator whose functions are agnostic to how the key is managed. In other words, you can put it on all kinds of devices, or even just in software, making use of the processor's trusted platform module. Obviously, you can still use USB and NFC devices, just like in UTF, but also Bluetooth Low Energy. It's backwards compatible with UTF as well. And FIDO2 is single multi-factor, meaning it doesn't require a password the way UTF did, though it can still be used like UTF with a password. In practice, there are three parts of FIDO2. The website, which is considered a relying party, the browser, which is the client, and the authenticator. All three need to be WebAuthn compliant for the system to work. Let's talk about how this might work when you want to log into a website. Let's assume for this case that you've got a USB key as your FIDO2 authenticator, and you have to enter a PIN. The key is something you have. The PIN is something you know, two factors. The website, the relying partner, uses JavaScript to tell the client, your browser, that it wants to log you in. The browser uses JavaScript to talk to your key, and the rest is public key cryptography. The site delivers the public key, the USB key uses the private key to sign it and authenticate. A software authenticator could be used on a phone so you don't have to plug in a key, and biometrics could be used instead of a PIN, so Face ID or a thumbprint scan rather than 1, 2, 3, 4, and that's what makes FIDO2 a little more capable than UTF. FIDO provides an open standard that any company can implement. You don't have to get permission, and almost all browsers now support it. It can do passwordless authentication, such as using your fingerprint with the trusted platform module on your phone for single multi-factor login. It can do good old-fashioned second factor, where you put in a password and plug a key into a USB port. And it can handle multi-factor authentication, where you might need the USB key, your fingerprint, and a PIN. So yes, passwords are still an option, but they're not necessary anymore. We'll get to why they're still even involved a little later. There are a few other advantages to FIDO2. If you're not using passwords with it, passwords aren't stored on the website server, just your public key and the registration for the device you used. So you can't have an attacker get your password. And a new key is created for every source, no duplication. So all those phishing attacks that trick you into giving your password, they don't work anywhere. A database breach won't result in the attacker getting any useful info, and you won't be caught using the same password on multiple sites. Also, fake sites can't trick you into giving them your login because the FIDO key won't give any useful info unless the proper site is asking for it. So what's holding it up? When can we dispense with passwords? Well, it's not the clients. WebAuthn is supported by Chrome, Firefox, Edge, Safari, and Opera. It also works with Apple's Face ID and Touch ID on Safari. All Android devices version 7 and higher are FIDO2 certified, so you can use any Android 7 or higher phone as your FIDO device. What we're waiting on is the websites. Only Microsoft, with Windows Hello, lets you replace using passwords. Google, a founding member of FIDO, uses it, and so does Dropbox, but both still use it alongside passwords. It's a little bit of a chicken and an egg. Dropbox's director of security, Rajan Kapoor, told The Verge, there are a number of issues around usability and adoption that need to be resolved before we'll see passwords replaced. Adoption is becoming less of an issue as all Android phones, and therefore almost all phones, can be used for it. You don't need to make people buy USB keys if they can use their phone, and that makes it easier for them to adopt it as something they use. The last piece here would be for Apple to make all of iOS FIDO2 compliant, not just Safari. Maybe someday. But usability seems to be the big hang-up. What happens if you lose your phone, which is also your authentication device? Now, presumably, biometrics would protect you from people using it to get into your accounts. But without it, you can't get into your accounts either. That's the big problem. Any recovery mechanism a company implements becomes a vector for malicious actors to attack. Sure, it'd be nice to just call up Dropbox and say, hey, it's me, let me back into my account. But how do you prove it's you? Well, the most secure way to prove it's you would be your device that you lost. So any other method is less secure, and the least secure method of getting into any account is really how secure that account actually is. Now, I already hear several of you saying, I'll just register more than one device. And yes, for you, that's great, but not exactly the most user-friendly method for the majority of people. And if you don't make it user-friendly, you don't get adoption, which is the other barrier to implementation. In the end, it's a war of attrition. Because a lot of people use passwords, companies still support passwords. Because it's costly to change, companies are slow to adopt FIDO. But slowly, they will. And eventually, someday, passwords will be considered quaint early 21st century curiosities. I hope this gives you hope that passwords will one day just fade away. In other words, I hope now you know a little more about the FIDO Alliance.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.